All right, it's coming up 25 past six. With me now from Milford Asset Management is Mark Riggle. Mark, hello.
Hi, good evening.
Hey, so we're getting some data now on how economies around the world are faring at the moment with this outbreak. What are you seeing?
Well, that's right. Over the last week, we've seen some GDP reports from various economies around the world, and they're telling a really interesting story of how the virus is spreading. So China, of course, was hit first by the virus, and their first quarter GDP was down 35%. And remember, this is an economy that normally grows at 6% a year. Europe, a little bit further behind in the spread of the virus, and their Q1 GDP was down 14%. And then the US is the latest developed country to get hit, and their GDP was only down 5%. But I think looking at those Chinese and European numbers, it gives you some flavour of what might be in store.
What are we expecting for New Zealand, Mark?
Well, we don't get our own GDP numbers for about a month now, but we did see unemployment figures today for the first quarter, and they were pretty good, only 4.2% unemployment. The survey was done before the impact of the lockdown, so it was pre the spread of the virus here, but it does indicate that the local economy was pretty strong going into this situation. We also have data from the RBNZ, who released estimates of the impact to GDP from those different levels of restrictions that we're experiencing. Level 4 reduces GDP by a significant 37%, and level 2 is an 8.8% reduction. So the key for investors is how quickly can we move to and stay at those lower levels of lockdown.
Yeah, level 2 and 1. Mark, I'm sorry to do this. I'm just going to have to put you on hold for a ticky there. That's Mark Riggle from Milford Asset Management. Yeah.